Last week, we heard about how hard it is to make music in Afghanistan. And we told you about the Kabul-based rock band Kabul Dreams. They were at South by Southwest this year. Well, today we return to Afghanistan's music scene, but this time we're talking Afghan rap. Jamie Haddad, one of our interns this semester, has our story.
The situation in Afghanistan is a bit uncertain right now, with elections coming up in a few weeks and threats of violence from the Taliban. It's really not the best time for a music festival, which could be a missed opportunity.
Famous musicians can get people, and especially the youth, interested in voting, because frankly, voting's not cool, voting's not sexy.
That's Travis Beard, an Australian living in Afghanistan. He's one of the founders and organizers of the Sound Central Music Festival, an annual event held in Kabul since 2011. This year, though, they postponed the festival because of the elections. But Beard didn't want to lose the momentum, so he came up with an idea for an election-themed song competition.
The inspiration came from the 2008 Rock the Vote campaign in the Obama election. So we took the Rock the Vote idea and kind of morphed it more into a song competition, which means that the platform could now be online, television, and radio, which has actually worked out to be a more powerful and far-reaching platform for us.
Beard and his crew released two songs to get things going and prompt submissions. Here's one of them. This song talks about how voting is a civic responsibility. Entries had to focus on the idea that participation in elections is cool. For Afghanistan, that message is critical. Over 60% of the population is under the age of 24. And like young people just about anywhere, it's hard to get them out to vote. But it's not just the apathy. There's violence, too. Most of the entries came in the form of hip-hop and rap, which makes sense, says Beard.
Afghanistan's had a long history of poetry. They're very good lyrically. They like to draft or to illustrate their words in a certain way. And I think that kind of transcends globally. If you can put a basic 4-4 beat behind them with a little bit of a melody, they can rap this stuff out very easily.
Along the way, Beard discovered some new talent. He'd heard rumors about an underground hip-hop scene in the western part of Afghanistan, but he didn't have a way of discovering that talent until now.
It's not the easiest thing just to call up the hip-hop hotline and just go, hey guys, what's going on? Do you want to come and play at my festival? Because we put this out on television, national television and radio, and we bombarded Afghan online sites, these kids sort of popped up out of nowhere.
The competition took place earlier this month. It was broadcast on the same TV channel that features the Afghan version of American Idol. The two winning acts are now recording their songs in the studio and creating professional music videos. Beard hopes that the songs will be played on radio stations around the country, up until the elections on April 5th.
All we want to do is just get the youth to participate in the elections, and I think with cool music like this, some kids out in the urban areas, if not the rural areas of Afghanistan, will go, hey, that's really quite cool. How I'm going to go down to the ballot boxes and put my vote in, and that's the bottom line.
And that's one of the winning entries, the duo Sami and Shahid. For the world, this is Jamie Haddad.